You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee leaders are reacting after ICE detained two people at the county courthouse in the past weeks. The arrests took place in public hallways. At an immigration resource fair Saturday at South Division High, Milwaukee Common Council President Jose Perez said citizens need to feel safe. New MPS Superintendent Brenda Casillas is acknowledging the threats to families. Immigrant rights groups say they're looking into whether due process was upheld. They're holding a press conference at the courthouse today. Protesters over the weekend flooded the area around Milwaukee's federal building, condemning what they say are Trump-era threats to reproductive rights, school funding, and social programs. The hands-off rally was duplicated in over 1,200 cities and towns across the country. A loaded gun found at a Milwaukee school has led to the arrest of a 13-year-old student. A girl was taken into custody after bringing the gun to the Milwaukee School of Languages Thursday. Students and parents at the school say the MPS reaction wasn't right. They say the initial info to them was about a, quote, inappropriate item found and there was no lockdown. MPS says they'll try to improve transparency. Senator Ron Johnson isn't a fan of tariffs. Melissa Kay has more.
In interviews with The Hill and NPR, the Wisconsin Republican said the tariffs are reasonably high risk and could make Wisconsin manufacturers less competitive when they try to export. Wisconsin employs 19% of its workforce in manufacturing, twice the national average. Senator Johnson said he also wants constituents to keep him totally informed about how tariffs are affecting them.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew with an 8-2 win over the Reds. Starter Chad Patrick getting his first major league win. I asked him about getting through 5 1/3 innings.
Just felt like I could just command everything a little bit better. I don't know, body felt great. I could breathe a little easier, and it was awesome being out there.
Bullpen help from Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, Grant Anderson with Eric Haas at catcher, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it was really good. The whole pitching staff gave us what we needed. Credit Haas. Did another great job behind the dish, navigating through. And Koenig came in a big time. And Uribe was good. And Anderson, that's the first time I've seen him, really, other than New York. And he did the job.
NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win on the road over the Pelicans. Giannis taking the night off. Head coach Doc Rivers.
It's a win on a back-to-back night. When you didn't know who was going to play tired or not, and everyone played well. It was good for us.
At Doc Rivers with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tangled was a huge hit for Disney in 2010. Probably no surprise that there was a live-action film in the works, but it has been put on pause. Reports that recent controversy surrounding Disney's Snow White, which was released a couple weeks ago, are making the studio skittish about Tangled, according to Variety. My guess is there are problems we don't know about because Mufasa the Lion King made $750 million globally. Sometimes there is more drama behind the scenes than on screen. Well, there are three more days of great film screenings at the Wisconsin Film Festival this week in Madison. Most of the screenings are at Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall, so go to wisconsinfilmfest.org and check it out. If you couldn't make it to Madison for this amazing festival, don't sweat it, because Milwaukee's Film Festival is right around the corner. Let's all celebrate the movies, people. Val Kilmer passed away last Tuesday, and colleagues and movie fans alike have been eulogizing him and discussing his incredible body of work. Last week at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, Tom Cruise discussed his friend and co-star from Top Gun. Cruise asked the crowd for a moment of silence, then said to the crowd, "Thank you, Val. Wish you well on your next journey." Cruise also told the crowd he admired Kilmer's work on screen, the way he lived his life off screen, and said he was honored when Kilmer joined the cast of Top Gun. Speaking of Kilmer, his co-star in MacGruber, Will Forte, says Kilmer asked him to be on The Amazing Race in 2010. Kilmer was having a dispute with his landlord and moved in with Forte, who turned him on to reality TV. The two loved the show, The Amazing Race, so much they considered doing it until their agents put the kibosh on it. Forte says not doing the show with his friend is one of the biggest regrets of his career. Minecraft is only getting so-so response from critics, but that's not stopping it from setting box office records. The film opened Friday with encouraging signs at the gate, but the record set involved pre-sales. The film pre-sold more tickets than any other video game-based movie in history. The video game movie stars Jason Momoa and Jack Black and edged out Five Nights at Freddy's by about $200,000 in pre-sales, according to Deadline. Fans of detective shows, myself included, have a new episodic to look forward to. Max is developing NYPD Confidential. The show is based on an article that ran in Vanity Fair called NYPD Confidential, Inside America's Most Unconventional Counter-Terror Squad, written by Adam Ciralsky. He knows the genre well, as he was a consulting producer on Showtime's The Agency and Netflix's The Recruit, which was based on his own experiences being recruited by the CIA right out of law school. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Colder and blustery today behind last night's cold front. Mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty snow showers possible. Highs only in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy at first, then clearing later tonight with a low near 22. Sunny on Tuesday with highs near 40. Current temperature is 37.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.